All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at News of the World. It's directed by Paul Greengrass, who I haven't seen one of his movies in a long while. He's known for a couple of the Bourne movies. I think the last one I might have saw from him was the Jason Bourne movie. It's written by him, and there's also a screenplay by Luke Davies. It stars Tom Hanks and Elena Zingle. And the synopsis is, a General War veteran agrees to deliver a girl taken by the Kiowa people years ago to her aunt and uncle against her will. They travel hundreds of miles and face grave dangers as they search for a place that either of them can call home. So this takes place in the Reconstruction era / Wild West. And Tom Hanks' character plays a former Confederate soldier. What he does now is that he goes from town to town reading the news. So the news shows up in newspapers, goes to East Town to read it to the town. I think he charges maybe 5 or 10 cents. What happens is that he leaves one town, goes to the next, and then he encounters a girl on the road, and she doesn't necessarily speak English, or she doesn't want to speak to him. So he tries to do the right thing and takes the girl to another town where they have at least resources that can take care of her. That particular town says, no, you'll have to take her to where she needs to go herself. And that kind of sets off on this journey. So with this movie, it's more about the journey rather than the destination. What you can gather from this is that it's the late 1800s, and it's not necessarily the Wild West, but I think it takes place mostly in Texas. We know that life is hard. Life was difficult back then. If you lost your horse, or your horse died, or your cow died, and you didn't have any way to eat or feed yourself. So that's really what this plays off of, that it tries to play on the performance side of things. Being set in the late 1800s, you know that life is supposed to be difficult. Out in the middle of nowhere, there's something going to kill you. There's going to be a coyote or wolf or people. So crux of the movie is just that they encounter a couple of different factions. One faction wants to take the girl. And then another faction is just this corrupt town that has a corrupt leader. So a lot of it is just Tom Hanks and Helena Zingle trying to bond. That she doesn't speak English, trying to teach her about the world and about reading and about his life and the fact that his wife is no longer around. Trying to learn about her and her customs and her people. That's really what the movie's about. So the movie is probably almost about 2 hours of that, and brief encounters with the factions that I had mentioned earlier. There's really not a lot going on in this movie. I like it mainly from the standpoint that I do like Western films or kind of period pieces set in this time frame. Tom Hanks is a good actor. The story is not something that hasn't been done before. It doesn't go very cavalierish a lot, but it does work. The score I'll give this is probably going to be maybe a 6.5, 7-ish, probably a 6.5. Well directed. Paul Greengrass is an accomplished director. Acting from Helena Zingle, that she's kind of like this wild kid that can't speak English. She's supposed to be Indian, taking on Indian customs. I think there might have been a Star Trek episode that somebody bonded with Picard. Again, it's more about them bonding together on their journey, on their quest to have her delivered more than anything else. And I think that does accomplish what it sets out to do. So, again, 6.5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.